And what was your path when you finished college?
I did get married that summer.
Right after college.
Right after college. Hmm. And I went right to a business school so I could learn how to type.
Because you didn't learn how to type in college?
No. I thought because it was a very tough time because we were doing, we were protesting against the Vietnam War. We had birth control. It was the beginning of women's lib. So we were all damned if we were going to learn how to type and be secretaries. Mm-hmm. But when you went out into the real world, I needed to learn how to type. So after having a lovely four-year degree in psychology, mm-hmm. I went to a quote-unquote business school, which was really for people getting out of high school and taking a typing course. There was a charm segment
that you had to take.
Literally called charm.
Wow.
And I, of course, was a number of years older. Yes. No, my father would say no. Number of years older than everybody else and a little more worldly than everybody else. Mm-hmm. I was certainly the only married person in the group. And I remember two segments. One where the lady said that we should be putting cream on our hands at night and then putting gloves on to keep the cream so that our hands would stay soft. This was 1973. And I said, I can't do that. I'm married. I don't think my husband's going to want me coming to bed with gloves on. And she just brushed me. I was already a troublemaker at that point. So she just ignored me. And the other one was where we learned to put our coats on in a ladylike fashion. And that same segment taught us how to get up off the floor holding two Coke cans in a ladylike fashion.
That's impressive.
It was. And I can't do it anymore. But you're cross-legged, and you can do it that way, or you can have your legs to the side, and you can do it that way.
And tip up.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's all about being ladylike.
I find myself surprised that this was happening in 1972.
1973.
Yeah. And this was in Oregon.